Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week our guest is Dana Oliver, the founder and CEO of Adventure Kids Playcare. So if you've ever found yourself in a situation where you needed somebody to look after your kids on very short notice, maybe your babysitter backed out on date night, or you got called for a meeting while you're supposed to be watching the kids, and you need a place to take them where they're going to be in good hands, they're going to have a good time, and you can drop them off when you need to and just pick them up whenever you need to, this is the place to take them to. Let's get into the show with Dana Oliver. All right, Dana Oliver, welcome to the show. It's good to have you on the Frisco Podcast.
Thank you, Scott.
Appreciate you guys joining us. We did a write-up on you a while back, so I'm always happy to have a local business owner come on the show that we've known about for a while, that's been a part of the community for a while. Thank you for having a Frisco business and supporting Frisco families and everything you're doing here.
Well, thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it. It's very important to the success of a business to have the local support.
We are all about that, that's for sure. And one of the things today that we're here to talk about are not only starting your own business and running your own business and what that looks like, particularly in a place like Frisco that is just blowing up like crazy right now, but we were actually connected by our friends at Capital One really to talk about your business, but in the context of a study that was recently done. So the Center for Urban Future, with support from Capital One, did a study recently about harnessing the economic potential of women entrepreneurs. And there were a couple of interesting facts in there that I just, before we dive into your business, that I thought were fascinating and I wanted to share, because we are going to talk about not just running a business, but some of the challenges and things like that of being a female entrepreneur in this world. One of them that I thought was fascinating was that the cities with the highest number of women-owned businesses, Dallas was number 5. We're pretty high up there. New York kind of eclipses everybody. And then LA, Chicago, Houston, and Dallas. We've got room to grow, but we're doing very well in that department. And then the second stat, though, that was even more interesting to me was that the average revenue per woman-owned business was Dallas. So we have some very savvy, very successful female entrepreneurs here in Dallas, and you are amongst them. Your business is Adventure Kids Playcare. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with that business, and then we'll kind of go back and get some of the history of how it came to be.
What our business does is we provide a place for parents to drop off their kids to go out to a movie, go to the gym, go to lunch with friends, doctor's appointments, etc. Our hours are from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. during the week, and then we're open until midnight on Friday and Saturday. We have a lot of things for the kids to do, a lot of activities. Some of the locations have basketball courts, we have rock climbing walls, large playscapes, things like that. But then we also have activities like computer classes, craft classes, yoga, dance parties, things like that, and camps during the summer.
When did you guys open up in Frisco?
We opened up originally in 2004, with our first location being in Flower Mound, and then Frisco opened in 2009, I believe. We have 7 locations in Dallas, just to give you a little bit of background on that.
Okay. Are you guys just in the DFW area for now, or have you expanded into other cities?
We're in Dallas, Houston, and Austin, and we're also in Seattle. 13 locations total.
And more expansion planned in the near future?
Yes.
The business model then, is it franchised, or are these all corporate-owned locations?
It's a combination. We have 4 corporate-owned locations, and then we have 9 franchise locations also. We plan on growing both the corporate and the franchise side going forward.
So what made you start this business? What made you want to get into it?
Well, I started the business really like most entrepreneurs because of a need that I had personally and that I felt was missing in the market. That need for me was I needed a babysitter one Saturday afternoon. We had so many childcare centers in the area around me, but none of those were open in the evening or on the weekends. So I started asking around, doing my own research with friends, and realized that this was the case in most areas. It took a while to formulate a business plan and figure out what would work and what wouldn't work as far as this model goes. But then I opened the first center in August of 2004, opened the second center in 2005, and then started franchising in 2006.
And so how's it been going in Frisco so far? I've got to imagine a service like that's got to be a huge hit up here.
It is. The Frisco location, we actually started with a smaller location, and we're looking to expand that location now because it's so popular.
Okay, what part of town are you guys in right now?
We're at the corner of 423 and El Dorado Parkway.
Okay, so you're out on the more or less the west side of town.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. And then do you have a rough idea of, are you going to look a little bit more centrally, or are you going to stay in that same vicinity for now?
Right now, we're looking at a little bit north of that area, more up the tollway.
Okay, good to know. We'll have to keep our eyes open for that and make sure we give everybody a shout out when you guys get into your new location.
Thank you.
So would you characterize this as an ad hoc or drop-in type of childcare experience as opposed to the traditional, you know, sort of scheduled, you sign up and you bring your kid in at the same time every day sort of experience?
Yes, absolutely. Our goal is to provide flexible hourly childcare. Parents pay by the hour. You don't pay for any unused time, and they can drop kids off when they need to. We have a calendar of activities that we publish, and so we have a lot of kids that want to come in for specific events that we have going on, but then we have a lot of parents that just drop off, you know, just because, you know, they're going to go to a movie or you know, go out to dinner, just some time alone. So it works for both parties, the kids and the parents.
So I'm glad we're having this conversation because my wife and I do not have children. However, many of our friends here in Frisco do. Mm-hmm. And often they are, yeah, we'd love to have dinner with you, but let us see if we can get a babysitter. Or, you know, at the last minute, oh, I hate to do this, but we got to cancel. Our babysitter canceled on us. So now, especially now that I know where you are and what you guys are doing, they don't have an excuse anymore.
Right. You know, it's funny because we get most of our new customers on Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m. We start getting phone calls from parents that where their babysitters have canceled for that evening and they need a backup plan, and we're the backup plan.
Yeah, and I'll bet that's probably drives a lot of good business for you guys.
It does, yes.
Do you ever run into capacity issues where you just kind of say, hey, we can't, sorry, we are full right now. We cannot take any more kids. Or is it generally you've got enough to where you can handle most of the demand for now, even though I know you are expanding?
90% of the time we do have enough room, but then we do have those 10% where it's a school holiday or a really, you know, there's something going on in the area on a Saturday night where we will max out and we won't be able to take kids. And that's usually, you know, unfortunately that is an issue every now and then. We do have a reservation system online where parents can make reservations. I mean, we always encourage them to make reservations on the weekend evenings just to be on the safe side.
I'm glad I asked you that, because now people know that they can go online and book it. And I assume that's just on the website, correct?
Yes. Or they can phone in the reservation also.
If you want to make a reservation, what is the URL that they should go to do that?
AdventureKidsPlayCare.com, and then select the location, and then they can email in a reservation at that point.
There you go. Easy as that. Now, let's talk a little bit about getting the business up and running and some of the challenges. And were there any particularly unique challenges that you faced as a female CEO and founder of a startup business like this?
Yeah, you know, as far as challenges for women business owners, the number one challenge, and this was the number one topic last week at the conference that we had with Capital One, was access to capital. You know, I think that is, that was my biggest challenge when I was getting started. And from the other female entrepreneurs that I hear, that's their biggest challenge also. I don't know if it's just because we're women. I can't say that, but I do see that more women are starting businesses that are not your normal everyday financeable businesses. Like, you know, we're not starting a franchise restaurant or, you know, something like that. We're starting different types of businesses that, you know, maybe a little bit more difficult to finance.
That's on top of all of the usual entrepreneurial challenges that we all have with starting a business, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
I think people have two different perspectives on it. One is that the entrepreneurial path is somewhat glamorous, which is kind of misleading,
right,
to say the least. And then there are those that recognize that it is just a metric ton of work all of the time, but it's worth it in its own way. So,
right. Yeah. You definitely should not get into business because you want to work less. You should only get into business if you want to work more.
That is very true. I read something recently that kind of rings true with, and that is that entrepreneurs are the only people who will work 80 hours a week to avoid working 40.
Exactly.
So know what you're getting yourselves into. But in terms of Adventure Kids Play Care, since it is a both corporate and franchise type of models, if somebody was interested in doing this kind of a business, they can reach out to you. They can still go down that entrepreneurial path, but they will have some additional support that you might not normally have if you're just starting something completely from scratch. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely.
So what kinds of things are you doing for other entrepreneurs and particularly for women entrepreneurs that are working with you and maybe starting franchises or things like that?
So what we do is we have a process. We go in and we help the franchise owner find a location, market to that location, build out that location, and grow that business. And generally, all of our franchisees are women with young children. And this business works for moms because we actually can bring our kids to work with us. My daughter was 4 when I started the business, and she came in with me every single day. She was there all the time. She watched, she knows customer service. She knows, you know, banking. She knows marketing because of her firsthand experience. So you have that combined benefit of having your own business, but also being able to have, you know, a lifestyle that your family can be involved in too.
Yeah, and I like that aspect. I know, at least in my experience, and I'm trying not to generalize too much, you know, women do often take that role as the primary caregiver of children. And so for those that are looking at an entrepreneurial path, this business is interesting to me for 2 reasons. For one, the one you mentioned is if it's the kind of business you're into and you like being around kids, well, you can bring your kids to work and they're going to fit right in.
Right.
But the second thing is for, and I'm just thinking beyond date night, but for other women entrepreneurs, and I know there are many in Frisco because we've interviewed and talked to and written articles about many of them. It can be tough if you're the primary caregiver of your child because you've got to run out to meetings and you've got to go meet with people and do things that are often spur of the moment or not right. at a convenient time. And yours is a business where if something like that pops up, they can come in, they can drop their kid off in a fun, safe, educational environment, go do their meeting, and then come back and pick them up a little later.
Right. We have so many moms that are dropping their kids off and having conference calls in their car. So that they can hear without being interrupted. We get that so much during the week.
Oh, that's good to know. See, you can just go out in the parking lot and take your meeting. Okay, good to know. Good to know. So for people that want to learn a little bit more about Adventure Kids Play Care, we're going to make sure we link up the website. Is there any place else they should go to connect with you guys? Any social media accounts or things like that would be good for them to find you?
We post a lot on Facebook. So each location has their own Facebook page. And we post what's going on, what the kids are doing. We post pictures of the kids on there. So that's a really good way to get very current, up-to-date information.
And then last but not least, as a female entrepreneur in a very fast-growing city like Dallas and Frisco in general, what advice would you give to other female entrepreneurs that are getting up and going right now?
You know, obviously it is the best thing that you'll ever do in your life. I think it's kind of like having a child. It's one of those things that's very difficult going through the process, but after it's over with, you know, you look back and you're so thankful that you did it. I would say number one is never take no for an answer. You're going to hear no a lot. And to hear the word no should just be a motivation to you for you to figure out how you can get it done. Another thing that I think is really important is to be sure to put yourself in a positive state every single morning before you get your day started. You're going to need it. You're going to be hit with all these different fires throughout the day, and you want to make sure that you've got a positive attitude. And then one thing that I think so important that I'm not sure that enough people do is just saving money. When you initially start your business, you start saving money, putting 10% of your gross revenue away for savings so that you can grow your business later on.
Yeah, that's a big one. And that's what I see a mistake a lot of entrepreneurs, I think, make in general, is that having even just a little bit of cash in the bank puts you in a significantly different place in terms of the options that you have and the things that you can do when you need that money.
Exactly. And that's really, you know, the reason that I've been able to grow is the fact that I have cash sitting in an account. Because when you go to a bank, I mean, that's the first thing they look at is how much cash do you have in the bank? It doesn't matter. You know, that's the first thing they're going to look at. Second thing is they're going to look at your revenues.
Okay. So I lied. I do have one more question for you, but sure. You kind of queued this up for me. You talked about the importance of getting your day off to a good start and being in a positive mental place. Are there any morning routines that you have, anything that you do that helps you get into that mental space before you walk out the door or get on the first conference call?
I do. I meditate every morning, and just to make sure that I am focused on my day and focused on being grateful for everything that I have. And that's really what I do every single morning. I take 15 minutes, and if I for some reason get my day started and I haven't done that, I know I can feel a difference in later on in the day. So I make it a point to get that done almost every day.
All right. That's great advice. We actually just published an article this week about the business opportunities in meditation. So
oh, wow.
I did not pay her to say that, everybody. I promise. But good timing. Well, Dana, thank you very much for coming on the show today. I promise you we are going to be getting the word out there as much as possible. You guys are offering a great service. It is definitely something that is needed in Frisco. I'm going to make sure all my friends know about it so that there's no more skipping out on dinner. And thank you. And continued success. Please keep us up to date. I want to have you back on the show down the road, maybe later this year, just to kind of see how things are going with the move and how things are going in general with the business.
Thank you so much, Scott. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Dana. Have a great day.
You too.